Dr. David Wright, extension agronomist with the Florida Extension Service, spoke at the spring conference of the American Peanut Shellers Association discussing potential acreage for peanuts for 2010. He said acreage really depends on several factors, including the contract price, the price of other commodities such as cotton, corn, and soybeans, the need for rotation, availability of water, weather coming up, and input cost. He even said weed pressure may change some of the acreage. He noted that there had been a shift in the southeast from 80% Georgia greens back in 2005 to now more a large-seeded peanut, 36% 06G, 20% Florida 07s, 13% Tifgard, and only 10% Georgia green. He said 70% of the peanut crop is now large-seeded varieties, and they have not been tested by a drought yet. He predicted in Georgia next year, acreage will be up 5 to 8%. Alabama, he said, could be up 10 to 15%. Florida up 10%. Mississippi up 10 to 15%. But he said because of cotton prices, he expects Texas to be down 15 to 25% with no change in New Mexico and Oklahoma. North Carolina up 5 and South Carolina up 10 to 15 and no change in Virginia. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.